meant it.
I tried. Ooh. Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tony.
Ah, baby.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. She's a beard of water.
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, Sia.
Good day.
Brucey Bruce, how are we?
What's going on, dude?
What is going on?
Did you just almost pass out from doing that?
My Otter, how are we?
Tony, you sound awesome.
Obviously, I've been out the last few days. The throat hurts real bad right now, and the voice is a little affected, but here we are.
Players play.
We're here to fucking
Thursday night football.
We're here. I didn't miss any games this week. Or no, Monday. Monday didn't count.
One game.
Yeah, Monday.
You missed one game.
Monday didn't count.
Monday.
Could have been the worst game.
I was on the Bears, 12-10.
Yeah, I was on the Bears, too.
I was on the
Bears. I thought it was a great game. Sure.
Just kidding. I wasn't on anything.
By the past, you're not.
I would have had to force a bet that night, to be honest. But no, we're back just in time for Thursday night football and Picks Friday tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
A true Picks Friday tomorrow.
Yeah, this is about as big as it gets here, championship weekend.
Yes, it is. I'm going to...
I like a lot of dogs.
I'm going to make a pick in all the games.
Wow.
Maybe.
Big of you.
Maybe not all the games.
I got one.
I have the first three games in chronological order bet already.
So. I'm locked in on everyone.
And then it comes bull time, which is normally the time to shine.
Oh, yeah.
That's when you get into the transfer portal. You got to know which quarterback.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You got to know a lot.
Dante Moore's Michigan Wolverine.
Really?
Don't know.
No, I just made that up, but he did enter the portal.
Let's not dive back in the Michigan blog season.
We won't, but we will dive back in during bowl season.
The Ohio State blog, I was diving in there. That's a good space right now.
Because those all matter. But there's a busy, busy slate for the NBA tonight. There's a busy slate for the NHL tonight.
And there's
an NFL football game. Mm-hmm. Am I missing anything besides that?
I got a peanut stuck in my tooth.
Some good college basketball.
I think I'm also ready on Monday.
College basketball's been good this week.
I forgot CBB. So now that college, there's a lot of bullshit.
Conference play.
I think I'm ready.
Dip your toes into conference play just to keep up.
I'm gonna dip my toes into. I'm back. NHL, NBA.
NBA. You're back in the NBA?
Yeah. Ooh. Monday.
Okay.
Monday. After conference championship weekend. Let's start tonight, though. 9-point favorites is Dallas in Dallas. What's the total? 47.5? Is that what it is?
Let's see.
Sounds about right.
I think it's about there. Let's just make sure we're on our P's and Q's, though. 47.5 is the total. 29-9 primetime unders. I don't know how I feel about this one as a primetime under, though, because, you know, normally on Thursdays, it's a short week. This is not a short week because both these teams played on Thanksgiving. Yeah, so not a short week.
Full week?
Full week for both these teams. Full week to prep. So I don't think you need to go into it, anything like that. I didn't want to lay the 9. What's going on over here, boys?
Nothing.
We're trying to up-level our program.
I didn't want to lay the full 9.
Are you teasing?
No, because then I would have to tease the total, too, and I don't want to do that either. I'm going to take first half Cowboys -5.5. I don't know why I worry about... Hell yeah. Way to fucking upgrade the program, boys. I don't know why I worry about a backdoor, but I really do for some reason in this game. I really like the Cowboys. I don't love how Geno's been playing. I don't love the O-line. I don't love that Kenneth Walker's not in.
That is the one thing.
What kills me is that
bother me is the Kenneth Walker situation.
See, the O-line is the big one.
The defense playing like shit, too. There's nothing really to hang your hat on.
Yeah, it is. They have all the weapons. It's just their O-line right now is not what it was last year with the rookies. So, yeah, I'm going to go 5.5 first half with the Cowboys.
Okay.
It's because, if it was 6.5, I might be singing a different tune. But 5.5, that doesn't feel like it bothers me at all. I'll go 5.5 for the boys first half.
Seahawks plus the points.
Okay.
Too many. Seattle covers in Dallas historically. Dallas very good at home this year historically. Dallas does historically struggle against the NFC West, though. So, I think the Seahawks can keep this within 9 points tonight.
Okay. What is that?
Yeah, I just realized that that is not in the camera shot.
What is it?
So that is a piece of the original Madison Square Garden court.
Whoa.
From the Knicks NBA championship in the 70s, signed by the great Walt Clyde Frazier.
Welcome to the studio.
Yeah. Yep. I'm going to move it over.
No, nah, it's fine where it's at.
I'll keep it.
It's fine there.
No, nah, I'm going to move it. I'll move it right here.
Okay.
But then you won't see it when Nick comes in for hockey.
Yeah.
That's fine, because when we're off the hardwood onto the ice, that's the way it's supposed to be. I, too, am on the Seahawks plus 10.5. There's nothing about it I love except for the fact that everybody and their mother is on the Dallas Cowboys.
Right, that is 11%
well. Of the money is on the Seahawks, ambitiously at some books. And if I went back to August me and you just said, hey, team A, team B, it's about to be December, we're playing Thursday night football, and a team's laying 9.5, 10, I'm taking the underdog every time, and I will trust old Pete Carroll
to
fire his boys up on Thursday night football, as he tends to do. Give me the Seahawks. I bought it up to 10.5 though, because I'm a scaredy cat.
That's fine. Otter?
I'm taking the Cowboys minus the 9. I said it earlier in the week. I just think that their offense is rolling right now, obviously. I mean, you can throw in Dak MVP tickets right now. It's pretty solid. And then, yeah, the Seahawks defense has been kind of struggling. Their secondary just hasn't been as good as I thought they would be.
I believe Tariq Woolen got benched last week.
Witherspoon, right?
Yeah, I don't know if anybody confirmed that, though. Ari Mirov just tweeted Ari Mirov just tweeted out like it was like 100% fact. I was like, man, I don't know.
And it came right after a very, very poor tackling effort by him. So I understand it. But
I Googled it and it came back looking true.
Yeah. It's Google.com.
Yeah, Pete Carroll commented about it.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So where are you going with it?
Going with the Cowboys minus the 9.
Okay. 9 is just a number, Bruce, and we've talked about it before. I hate that number.
That's more of a college thing for me. I never win laying 9 in college. I never lay 9 in the NFL, so I couldn't tell you what it's like.
I don't know if you look at the games, like if you look at, like, mind you, it's in Washington. Like, the Dolphins are minus 9 at Washington.
Yeah. 9.5 is what yesterday it was, right?
You know what I mean? Like, I don't think the difference between the Seahawks and the Cowboys as much as it is between the Commanders and the Dolphins. If that makes sense.
No, I understand what you're saying.
It just feels like a lot for a Seahawks team that hasn't played well, but I don't think they're dead. Like, they're still in the playoff hunt.
They still have guys. I mean, DK can make a play. They have guys.
They got to get up and you got to hope that the here we goes are a little sleepy heading in. I made a same game parlay just to have a little fun.
Yeah, what is it?
Tony Pollard to score.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tony Pollard 3+ receptions.
Okay.
DK Metcalf 50+ yards. CeeDee Lamb 70+ yards. And Charbonnet 40+ yards. How's that lose? It doesn't.
I don't see what.
Yeah, I don't see.
I don't
that see many way legs. That what could go wrong?
I don't know which one of those legs could possibly lose.
I don't see how it could lose.
No, I don't either. That's why I placed it.
Can we get a game out of fucking Jamal Adams?
No,
has he done a damn thing?
Yeah, the pass hit his helmet and it popped up in the air, and they got a pick to win the game against somebody.
His contract up at the end of this year. Or is he still on the hook?
He's got to be heir apparent to just replace Bobby Wagner and Mike Linebacker.
Maybe. I feel like he kind of just plays Rover.
That's literally, he just plays Mike Linebacker, but he's taking up the safety.
Supposed to be
spot.
Safety, yeah. Where's Zach Ertz going?
Ertz, Philly.
I don't know. Because they kind of had bad blood at the end, and, you know, Goddard's pretty good.
I was thinking than when he was there, right?
I was thinking maybe the Fin Fam.
That was my
Fin Fam could definitely use.
Oh yeah, is Ertz good blocker?
He can do it all.
Yeah,
Durham Smythe can block in the paint. But obviously, you get Zach Ertz.
I like the teams are just releasing guys to go fucking try to chase one though.
Yeah, get on Bidwell.
Cardinals can't lose enough.
No, they cannot.
Zach Ertz was like, I need better food than this.
All right, but he's. He's leaving his best friend, JJ.
That is tough.
True.
Maybe he's going to the Texans with JJ.
Yeah, maybe.
Who's the Texans type?
Well, Dalton Schultz, but he's a little banged up right now.
They paid Schultz, didn't
they? Yeah, they paid Schultz. But he hasn't practiced the last 2 days, so maybe something to think about. All right, let's do NBA tonight because there's a big NBA slate, I believe. Am I correct?
Yeah.
This is a tough slate.
Big slate, but tough slate?
It's, I mean, a lot of heavy favorites.
Oh, I'm seeing that now.
Yeah, I'm fucked.
A lot of
I tell you
6, what. 7, 8, 11, 8 and a half, 14, 11 and a half. Yeah, tons.
Pretty sure I'm fucking out. Is Jimmy Butler playing tonight?
Let me look.
I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't find anything that is
worth. I searched earlier.
You guys are both out on tonight?
Yeah.
I'll probably just kind of on the go here.
What do you mean?
Bucks, OKC, Timberwolves, Nets, Knicks, moneyline parlay.
Okay. Butler's a game time decision.
Okay. I hope Butler does not play.
Oh.
Taking Indy plus the 3.
It loves these Pacers.
Dude, the Pacers are awesome to watch.
They play a fun game.
Yeah, dude, they don't play any.
Why is this total not 300?
It should be. It's like, what is it right now?
238. It went down.
That's definitely because Miami actually does play defense. But I like the Pacers. I also do like that over. I'm going to take that at 238. And then I also like Brooklyn at home minus 8 against Charlotte. I do like the Lakers catching 6, but...
Is LeBron playing?
That's
LeBron, LeBron, game time decision.
So, I mean, they're coming and off AD. The back of that.
The entire...
Yeah, did they play much last night?
The entire,
they didn't play the
full... The entire roster is a game time decision, basically, for the Lakers tonight.
Yeah. D'Angelo Russell had like 30, and they didn't play the whole fourth quarter against the Pistons, so they might play. So I kind of do like that, just in case they play.
Pistons are a good basketball team.
Yeah, yeah. I think they're worst ever. Like worst ever start.
That's some good players though.
Yeah, but like,
is that the highest paid coach in the league?
The Pistons?
Right?
Yeah. What do you think he's thinking every night when he puts his head on his pillow? What the hell?
Okay. Why the fuck?
Probably waiting for the Jimbo Fisher trade.
I would imagine.
How quick can I get this money and get the fuck out of here?
Yeah, I guess you're right. It is a high thread count on those sheets, but I do imagine that he thought it would be a little bit easier going.
Yeah.
Does Jaden Ivey not play?
He comes off the bench.
Yeah.
So, that's a little odd to me, too.
Yeah.
And then I saw that Steph Curry is playing and the Clippers are playing a back-to-back.
Hey, Clippers starting to play ball.
Yeah.
It always takes some time.
But I do think that they're playing a back-to-back, so I do think that they will be resting at least Paul George or Kawhi Leonard. So I'm taking the Warriors minus the 3 there.
James Harden running points. I'm here for
He's good.
2023.
Why not?
He's dishing the ball. He's a good ball player.
The kind of obvious one is the... fading the Warriors. Did you guys see what Draymond's first game back was like?
No, yeah, but I know Clay's pissed as well.
But I don't give a shit about Draymond. Steph being back is the whole reason why.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair.
I mean, it's just a damn shame it's not Jordan Poole's fault this year.
Well, yeah, because he's fucking balling out.
He is.
I really can't stay.
He's fucking dialed it.
He's going to get his.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Nick, watch out. Over your left shoulder is the exact replica of the...
No, it is the court from Madison Square Garden.
Madison Square Garden.
Signed by Walt Clough.
This piece of shit?
Yeah, can you actually move it right here?
Right there?
Right, but we'll back on the glass, but yeah, you're right there. Yeah, that'll work.
There we go. Boom.
Looks like poop.
No.
It's a shame that you can't take a piece of the ice home with you.
It is. Well, you can. You can bottle it.
Nice.
That makes sense. Yep.
It's just still not the same.
It is not the same. It is actually a different form of matter at that point. Yeah.
Water changes states at different temperatures.
Yeah, very malleable, though.
Yeah.
I feel like they got a lot of chems in there. They got a lot of different...
Hey, it's good to be back. It's good to have the proper structure. Of flow.
Yep. How was the show, boys? I didn't catch it.
What?
Monday was a bit of a struggle, but...
People are clamoring for more Bruce, I think.
I feel like we got the hang of it.
I think we get plenty of Bruce when I sit back here.
Whether he's there or there, he says the same amount of words.
As long as Bruce brings the pizzazz.
That's all we ask for.
True.
How's the NHL been?
It's been kind. It's been unkind. It's been a whirlwind roller coaster of emotion, wow. of sultry news and speculation.
Okay.
And goals. A lot of goals.
Is there people sleeping with people's moms?
That was suggested.
Who started that?
Took them a while to deny it.
Yeah.
I'll say. That didn't help either.
They let that thing cook, but also
they did let it cook.
You deny it too.
Did I see that what's the name's already unhappy there as well?
Bedard?
Yeah.
No. That seems like bullshit, but.
You deny it too quick, though. People think the other.
True.
Like,
true.
You're kind of fucked.
They missed the sweet spot, though. Definitely let it linger just a little.
Is this a NHL fucking Zoom around night?
No, it should be. There's a lot of games.
16 games, I believe.
Well, the thing about that is, I'm not going
to. So, the NHL schedulers, they did it again. They fucking did it again.
You turn on NHL Network, they'll show you some good games.
Yeah, they basically do that every night.
Yeah.
What, the red zone thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
You mean like MLB used to, like, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm not going to, we're not going to go through all these.
Why not, dude?
Because there's fucking 400.
Not all night. We're fine.
I mean, some of them.
You in a hurry?
No.
You just got back.
We're not.
I would say, well, some of
them. Flipping the coin for fucking 4 hours. The
Panthers. Panthers are fucking. All right. We'll go through it. Right. Panthers, Canadians. Panthers are $2 favorites. Anything there?
Panthers and 60.
Yeah. Okay.
Come on. I actually have.
Big Bob's going against Caden Primo.
Has it plus money against the Jackets was the winner.
Do we know if the Flyers are wearing the pants tonight against the Devils?
I don't know. And I was leaning towards the Devils, but I was waiting to see who was going to go in goal for the Devils, because if they trot out Akira Schmid, I'm going to stay away from that one.
Yeah, okay. I wouldn't wait. Give me the Devils on the money line.
You could get Bruins anywhere from 480 favorites to 575 favorites.
So. That one's a little too rich for Papa, anyway. Is that the first
Bruce,
2.5?
Bruce?
They are the hungry sharks.
They are hungry sharks.
But they're not in a shark tank.
And what do they do when they're hungry?
They swim faster.
Plus 2.5 in November.
Yeah, but we know that.
The first one of the year?
The first one.
We know that sharks up by the Cape, they swim even
faster. They do like it by the Cape.
They do like it by the Cape. There was a massive, wicked, big, blue spotted shark. I've never even heard of that shark. Off the Cape.
I'm going to take a flyer. Give me the shock plus the 410.
Don't hate it, Tony.
Money line?
Yeah.
Okay.
Crazier thing.
Let's go.
Crazier.
You're mad, man. I love
lost
it.
A couple.
Bees is a bit of a snide, yeah. For sure.
Pens are at the Lightning.
I'm going to take the Pens here.
Okay. Wow.
I know. A rare homer.
Who's in net? Vasi?
Who it? No.
Against Vasi?
Who isn't that? Where'd it go? I had this earlier. Where'd it go? Jari and probably Vasi. So we'll see. I like the chances of the Penguins as the dog. They got to get their fucking power play figured out. Everything is working except for the fucking power play.
Who's on it? Is the whole squad?
They've been mixing it up. They've been doing all kinds of shit. It's just not working.
Is it Letang and Carlson on the same
one? No.
Have they tried that?
They've been letting Letang focus more on the penalty kill. They did try that early in the year. Did not work great. They're trying everything they can.
Cracker at the Leafs. Who was the mayor of Toronto?
Rob Ford.
Yes, it was.
What Rob did he like to
RIP
do?
RIP legend.
He did.
He's son of a bitch.
He did enjoy smoking crack. It doesn't line up better than this.
This is the most take the cracking game of all time.
This is disgusting.
Okay.
What's wrong? You hate Toronto. What are you talking about?
Guys, RIP, dude.
You take you take the Sharks and the cracking money line plus 1,200, okay? I might sprinkle a couple others in there.
I can't do it with grub worms in that for Seattle. I can't do it.
Okay. But
I'm pulling for you. Bruce, I hope it happens.
You doing crack tonight or what?
No crack.
But Bruce, Rob Ford.
Go to the Danforth. Get a couple drinks.
Hawks are at the Wings. Wings just picked up.
Why is he not playing?
Patty Kane. Yeah. He's not playing tonight. Give me the Hawks plus 1.5.
We're on the Hawks.
Plus 1.5.
So I'm taking Hawks money.
I think, part of my I think parlay. We'll see an inspired effort by the boys tonight in the Motor City. Against the team who's just signed their greatest player in franchise history.
Okay, good to know. 20,000 screaming Caniacs host the Isles.
Yeah, give me the Caniacs 60-minute.
Brother. Yeah, okay. I like the Caniacs.
The Isles love just losing games and blowing leads. So
okay,
let's hope that trend continues.
Sabres are at the Blues. The battle of blue on blue.
Give me the Blues. Blues with Benner. Okay. Benner and the Blues.
Wilder at the Preds, -115
for the
Preds. I'm going to take the Preds here.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm stepping up.
Back on the Preds?
Ooh. Back on the Preds. Wild fired their coach, won the next game. Looking for that come down now. Give me the Preds.
A nice come down. Orioles at the Jets.
This is a tough one. Coils are hot. Connor McDavid's hot. Going to ride him while he's hot.
They so we'll take
the
Coilers.
The Jets, though, every time we go against the Jets,
especially in the peg,
they shove it up our ass.
Texas hockey.
Get pegged in the peg.
You can get pegged in the peg, especially as a home dog. But I'm going to take the Coilers.
Oilers are back, baby.
Texas hockey is a short favorite in the toughest barn in Canada, Calgary.
Edmonton. Barn.
What?
It might be.
Edmonton. That barn hasn't been tough since fucking...
Jerome again, though.
What's the toughest barn in Canada?
Right now? You know where it is. Fucking Rogers Arena in Vancouver. Those boys are fucking playing puck. They're going to show the world tonight what's happening.
I'll take Texas hockey here.
Yeah, that's a little too short there, my friend.
Okay. Launcher at the Yachts.
Avs 60 minute.
Yeah, nothing for me.
I like the Avalanche.
This line would have been -400 for the Launch 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And it's short.
Just goes to show you how far.
The Yotes got some fight.
The Capitals are -120 at the Ducks.
They beat the Kings last night.
Yeah, I want to take the Caps.
Lost that one.
I want to take the Caps.
And then the last game is Knights in aforementioned Rogers Arena in Vancouver, Canada.
I don't know what's going with the Knights, but they don't have it
right now. No, and the
Yotes. And now Shane Theodore's out.
Vancouver's.
Give me the Coovers.
Okay.
Yeah, this is POD right here, my friend.
I'd like to remind everyone of my parlay. Blackhawks, Kraken, and Sharks to win.
All right.
Good stuff.
What is that plus like?
7,000.
I just put it 25? In.
You put the Sharks in a parlay?
+3,586. Yeah.
Yeah. Love that.
Why not? Tasty. Why not?
I've seen slower horses take off 35-1.
50 to win 1,800 tonight.
Mm-hmm.
The NBA parlay that's +191 is OKC, Bucks, Wolves, Nets, all money line.
Okay. Let's say we get out of here on college basketball tonight.
All right. Bruce, do you have anything? Do you want to go?
I like Butler at the Hinkle Fieldhouse.
We got a home game.
Texas Tech got a new coach. Thad Matta is in his second year at Butler. He has a revamped roster full of transfers that has Big East sources scared. It's got them worried about the Butler Bulldogs right now. Texas Tech, they got a new coach. They're probably going to be fine down there at Lubbock, but I don't think they've experienced these players anything quite like Hinkle Fieldhouse. The only comparable gym in the country is the Rose Hill Gymnasium in the Bronx, home of the Fordham Rams.
Sure.
For that reason, I like the Butler Bulldogs.
Yeah, I'm with you on Butler, Bruce. Give me Jack State, money line versus South Alabama.
Okay.
The Raging Cajuns catching 2.5 at Samford. UTSA, money line at home versus Lamar. And then the nightcap. I don't like going against any UC.
No, we do not.
But you show me Oregon State, money line, -140 at home against UC Davis.
Ooh.
Put me down for the Beavs.
If it was Irvine, I was going to question you, but.
No, I like Oregon State here.
Okay.
And then tomorrow, just Syria, give me Juventus moneyline versus Monza.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow, we'll pick them all.
You didn't hear about what I did on Monday, Tony.
What'd you do?
Oh, no.
I faded Fordham.
Yeah.
That's pretty disgusting.
And they won 93-60.
He kind of did he feels like he might have done what you like to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ignited a university.
Like never seen before.
Yeah, now they're laying 12.5 tonight, and you know what? No play. I'm just going to sit back, kick my feet up, and watch.
I respect it, Bruce. I really do. You know, it's been a pleasure being back, boys.
Yeah.
Good to have you back.
And especially for tomorrow, Picks Friday, we'll run through all of them. NFL, championship weekend, college basketball, NBA, NHL, which I expect there can't be too many games tomorrow in those because there was a ton of games tonight.
Burnley, Sheffield.
Oh.
I'll give
a little hint here.
Huh?
I do believe the Burnley boys will get the win.
Ooh. I hope so.
Yeah.
They better.
Not even a point. Like, they have to win.
They better.
Because Luton Town is winning games.
They should do a relegation tournament.
No.
At the end of the year, penalty shots and all, whole shebang, no ties.
Something to think about.
The Spurs are catching 1.5 against Man City.
They're on a bit of a schneid, but we'll break that all down tomorrow. Thank you guys so much for listening and watching. Good luck.
Goblin.
Hammer. Ah.